Dr. Selwyn Mahone has spent the last 3 months studying emergency deployment as a disaster medicine fellow at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Now he's putting what he learned into practice.
One of the most essential parts of disaster response is personal preparedness. So if you're not prepared, then you're pretty much going to become part of the problem.
As part of his preparations, Mahone spent Wednesday morning at a travel clinic getting shots.
And this is going to be given subcutaneously in your upper arm?
No problem if I've been taking all of them in my left arm.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay.
At least this won't go into a muscle anyway.
Mahone is vaccinated for typhoid and hepatitis A, and he's prescribed anti-malarial medication, antibiotics, and a drug that prevents HIV infection in the case that he comes in contact with blood. This isn't the first time Dr. Mahone is heading to a natural disaster. After the earthquake in Haiti nearly 4 years ago, he and a team of doctors from the Virgin Islands set up a mini intensive care unit outside of Port-au-Prince.
But we had to be very flexible for a day or two, even function as the pharmacist, because there wasn't a pharmacy person. So, you know, someone came by, just deposited a whole bunch of drugs. So I had to categorize them. Some of them were from different countries, so we had to try and look up the chemical names for those so that we could figure out what they were.
Despite the confusion, Mahone says his life was better for having spent that week in Haiti.
And I think that was one of the things that crystallized for me that this is the field that I wanted to be involved in.
Just hours before traveling to the Philippines, Mahone is vaccinated and heads back to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center for a conference call with Disaster Medicine Program Director Gregory Ciatone.
You should be able to keep all of your equipment, put all of your equipment in a bag that goes on your back.
Right.
You should not have any bag to carry. It should be everything in a backpack, what I used to use is actually a military duffel bag that I carry on my back. Something, you shouldn't have any suitcases.
Mahone still needs to buy more supplies before he packs. He and the three other fellows must bring enough medical supplies to last the first few days before they get reinforcements delivered from a partner organization already in the Philippines. Luckily, there's a checklist for Mahone to follow, and Dr. Ciatone stresses some of the most important items.
But there's a few very important things. One of them is a camelback. Make sure you have that.
A camelback carries multiple water bottles.
The other is make sure you have the chlorine tablets or a microfilter. Very important.
Yep.
And finally, make sure you have some self-generated electricity or illumination device. They either have crank lamps or if need be, battery-powered headlamp.
Yep.
But like I said, there's not going to be a lot of electricity there. It's going to get very, very dark at night. All right, so have some sort of self-charging, preferably, or battery-powered illumination device.
Yeah.
Ciatone gives the contact info of a man who works at the Tactical Operations Center of the Philippines Army. He says if there's an emergency, this is the man to call. He also tells the doctors to stick together. Mahone says that even with all of this preparation, he doesn't know what to expect when he lands in the Philippines.
Each disaster is unique. There are a lot of people that have died and that are injured that need help. And so I can expect that. Anything else, when I get on the ground, we'll cope and deal with that.
And hopefully, he'll help ease the suffering. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.